COVID-19. At the moment, our cases are down here in Barbados, but in various ways, the pandemic continues to hurt us. One obvious area has to do with access to the British market, where Barbados is on Britain's Amber List. This means that British tourists are being discouraged from traveling to destinations like ours, as we struggle to get on the Green List, which makes travel to us a go. And then there is the report that the cruise industry is demanding that locals who want to interact with its passengers and staff will have to be vaccinated. But we are also watching a situation in the United States where the Centers for Disease Control has issued new guidelines on the wearing of masks in restaurants, something with which we may also have to grapple as we reopen our own tourism industry. Larry Lynn is a senior vice president with the U.S. National Restaurant Association.
There's been a number of pieces of information come from the CDC in the last few weeks that have told us to keep masks on, and nothing was changing. So it was both a pleasant surprise in as much as it sent a message that restaurants were reopening, but it was also a confusing surprise in as much as it was limited to people who have been vaccinated. And quite frankly, we just didn't know how we were going to identify those who were vaccinated from those who were not in terms of admission.
How is that going to happen?
Well, I think what we're doing is a little bit of trust. And so what we've asked restaurants to do is to put signage up and ask people to respect those who have been vaccinated and those who have not by wearing face masks until they dine if they have not yet been vaccinated. We have, however, asked that employees continue to be masked while they're working. And part of that comes from the fact that there's a little bit of a gap between what the CDC has suggested and the current rules coming from OSHA, which is a requirement that says that employers must protect their employees against exposure to the COVID-19 virus. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we've done is suggest that they continue to wear face masks backstage until we can get an idea of exactly when they're going to coordinate the guidance to the regulations.
Should restaurants require employees to be vaccinated?
I think it would be a great idea. And in our most recent guidance, we have suggested that restaurants do just that. And we find many restaurants now are finding very creative ways to encourage their employees to become vaccinated. They're offering them pay incentives, time off incentives. But I think every restaurateur recognizes the importance of that. I think we have to keep in mind there are some people that just can't get vaccinated for health reasons, other reasons. But for those who can, every restaurant's encouraging their employees to get it.
There was an inflammatory statement made by Mark Perun from United Food and Commercial Workers Union. He suggested that restaurant workers will now be in a position of having to be vaccination police. What is your response to that?
Well, and we would argue differently. We're not asking restaurants to do that. That's why we're suggesting the signage for customers instead, so that we ask them to comply. And to your point, I think it puts us in a bit of a tenuous situation. We saw some of the conflicts that occurred this last year over face coverings coming into the restaurants and people who argued, we don't want to create a conflict situation. So we're going to be looking for people to comply based on their own admission. And we feel fairly comfortable that most people will.
Some states and cities have not adjusted their masking orders in accordance with the new CDC guidance. Does that put some restaurants at a disadvantage?
It could. It absolutely could. I think it not only puts them at a disadvantage, but it creates confusion when you think of the number of restaurants whose brand crossed multiple states, and they can't have a consistent message to each of their restaurants. And so it would put them in a disadvantage against other states or locations that might have lifted the mask mandates already. But at least within their local competitive community, they're all going to be in that same spot, either masked or unmasked.
Let me just follow up on that before we close. What more would you like to hear from the CDC? What specifics?
We'd like to better understand how we're supposed to apply some of these rules if, in fact, we can't identify who has or has been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, what we'd like to do is see the various agencies coordinate with each other. So if, in fact, OSHA has a requirement for protecting employees against exposure to the virus, mm-hmm. then how does that coordinate with CDC's advice that vaccinated folks can gather? And so it's just asking the agencies to get closer in terms of aligning with industry and with consumers to understand exactly how all of this applies when we know not everyone's been vaccinated yet.
Larry Lynn of the U.S. National Restaurant Association. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.